Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620 if you'd like to be part of the conversation today. I'm your host, PJ. In the studio with me right now is Chad Noling and Kelly Hobbs from the Santa Rosa County Environmental Department. Thank you both for being here today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Glad Absolutely. To be here. So what is new with Santa Rosa County and the Environmental Department?
We have a tire amnesty day and a household hazardous amnesty day that are coming up in the near future. The date for those events are October 19th. That's a Saturday. We will hold the household hazardous waste event in the south end of the county from 8 to 12. It will be at the South End Service Center, 5841 Gulf Breeze Parkway in Gulf Breeze. And the Tire Amnesty Day will be held at the Santa Rosa County Central Landfill, 6337 DeLisa Road in Milton.
Sounds good. So tell me a little bit more about Tire Amnesty Day. What is it?
Tire Amnesty Day is a free tire disposal for Santa Rosa County residents. It will save citizens money on disposal costs, and it also helps the environment. In a yard, the tires can trap rainwater, which can breed thousands of mosquitoes and attract rodents and other pests. Mm. In a landfill, tires trap methane emissions, and they create a fire risk. Tire Amnesty Day allows tires to be collected and diverted from your home and the county landfill.
Okay, so you talked a little bit about the when and where of the event, but it sounds like two locations, but basically the same event.
Yes, the only difference is we try to hold a household hazardous waste amnesty event in the south end of the county twice a year. And we take different items that we don't want to end up in the landfill. Some of those things are electronics, fluorescent light bulbs, fire extinguishers, any kind of pesticides, herbicides, paint, any of those types of things. We don't want to go back into the landfill or in the garbage. So we hold those events in the south end of the county because we have, at the central landfill, we have an area for Santa Rosa County residents, but the south end residents don't have that type of, they don't have it over in the south end. So that's why we hold those events.
Mm-hmm. It makes it a little bit closer for wherever they might be in the county too.
Yes. Yes. That's why we do it.
Yeah, absolutely. So what is the cost to bring tires to the landfill?
On a normal day, $5 for regular car tires and then $15 for larger tires. At this event, we will take up to 8 tires per Santa Rosa County resident. You will need your driver's license to show that you are a Santa Rosa County resident, and we will take those tires for free. Now, we only want regular car tires. We won't take any kind of large tires at the events. So 8 regular car tires, and those can be on a rim, so there's no charge for those.
Perfect. So as you mentioned, the event itself is free.
It is.
So how is that possible for people?
We actually apply for a $25,000 grant through Florida Department of Environmental Protection each year. When we get permission, you know, and they say those funds are available, we set up tire amnesty days throughout the year. That's $25,000 that the county, they will reimburse us up to $25,000 to hold those events. Mm. Now the household hazardous waste amnesty day, we partner with Okaloosa County on those events. We have those only twice a year. Normally in the spring, we'll have one event in the spring and then another fall event in the cooler months. And we, partner with Okaloosa County, and they will reimburse up to $25,000 for that event as well.
Mm-hmm. It's great that it's free and encourages people to participate and take care of the environment as well. So what types of tires are accepted at the event?
So car tires, light truck tires, lawnmower tires, and bicycle tires. And again, as we mentioned earlier, for this free event, we don't accept the racing tires, the tractor tires, heavy equipment tires, or semi-truck tires.
Okay. Are there any special requirements to bring in the old tires? Do they have to be a Santa Rosa County resident, for example?
Yes, sir. As Kelly mentioned earlier, you have to have a driver license with you. and they need to be a Santa Rosa County residence. This is not for businesses. This is for Santa Rosa County residents.
Okay. How about the rims? Are people encouraged to bring rims in?
If they want to leave the tire on the rim, that's not a problem.
Okay. And then individuals and families, obviously, welcome to bring their tires. Do we include the business community as well? If somebody has like a trucking company and they got tires that they want to bring in from there?
No businesses or, you know, any kind of commercial enterprise. We want just Santa Rosa County residents only.
Okay. Sounds good. And then how often do you have, you kind of touch on this a little bit. How often is Tire Amnesty Day?
Tire Amnesty Day, when we get the approval for the money, we try to set those up throughout the months in the upcoming year. This year, we normally have at least three events. I don't have all the dates, but we're going to have a couple of more this year. We have actually scheduled, we've never had one up in Jay. We're having a Tire Amnesty Day or Tire Amnesty Week up there this year. That'll be after the first of the year, and we'll come back and, you know, advertise that. That's something different. But we're having three or four this year, and one of those includes up in Jay.
Okay, perfect. Chad Nolan and Kelly Hobbs from the Santa Rosa County Environmental Department, our guests today on Pep Talk, 850-437-1620, if you have any questions for them. So say somebody has a bunch of tires that they bring in. Do you have staff on hand to help them unload trailers and trucks and things like that?
Yeah, we'll have staff at both locations. Okay. At the landfill and at the South Santa Rosa.
Sounds good. So can customers bring any other items for a free drop-off?
Oh, definitely. The HHW items such as old paint, used oil, fluorescent light bulbs, flat-screen TVs, batteries, rechargeable batteries, the needles if they're in the approved containers. We'll accept those as well, and they can drop those off at both locations.
Okay. So some Santa Rosa County residents might notice that the same truck comes by their neighborhood twice in one day, or at least it seems like it because they have the garbage and then they got the recycling. Does it all go to the same place?
No. If you see a garbage truck picking up both recycling and garbage in the same pickup, you need to call and let us know. You can call 850-981-7135 and report that. But you have garbage trucks that pick up garbage, and then you have recycle trucks that pick up recycle. Those that pick up the garbage go in an area in the landfill for garbage. Those that pick up recycling go to the recycling area at the landfill. So, no, they don't need to be picking up the same, you know, they need to be picking them up separately. So if you see a truck mixing those, like I said, please report it. You can call us. We have a waste compliance department that will check into that. Just let us know, 850-981-7135.
Okay. So plastic bags, are people encouraged to recycle those?
No, we consider those tanglers, which can cause problems at the recycling center, can actually cause problems with the equipment, and we encourage people, if they want to recycle those, to check out the big box stores such as Publix, Walmart, Target, Lowe's, or Home Depot. Mm-hmm. Most of those places have boxes that you can drop those off in.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of people think, hey, this is plastic, let's throw our plastic bags in there, but again, they cause problems down the recycling line, so we encourage folks to take them to an approved location.
Mm-hmm. I know a lot of people try to be environmentally friendly, and they throw stuff in the recycling bin, but it might be mixing and matching stuff that they think is recyclable, but it's not recyclable in the county's eyes.
Yeah.
So tell me about that.
So there's an actual term that's called wishcycling. It's the act of putting something in a recycling bin with the expectation that it will be recycled, even though there's little evidence to support that assumption. And it's that wishcycling term's used by the recycling and waste industry to educate people on recycling best practices. And again, if people don't adhere to that and they throw items that don't belong in there, it can cause problems in the recycling waste stream. And if there's too much contamination, then that makes those loads bad and they have to go to the landfill instead of getting recycled. So it can cause some major problems down the line if you don't adhere to good practices.
Mm. So some items can, again, you might think it's recyclable, but it actually contaminates. What's the contaminant that would be in the recycling item?
Some contaminants, like greasy pizza boxes, wet cardboard, you know, any kind of garden hoses. You know, a lot of people think, hey, a garden hose, it's, you know, it's plastic. A lot of them are plastic. Those are actually what we consider a tangler. We get all kinds of,
Christmas lights.
Yes.
That's another thing people think, oh, okay, this has got some good materials under plastic, some maybe some copper wire. We can just throw that in there. And those are big, big tanglers for sure down the recycling line.
Yeah, what we want people to remember is keep it, you know, keep it basic. We actually stress, you know, recycle cardboard, recycle plastic bottles and jugs, those things with a neck, and aluminum and steel cans, soda and beer cans and tin cans, like your soup and vegetable cans. You know, keep it basic. When in doubt, throw it out.
Perfect. We'll be back with more Pep Talk right after this.
So you're getting ready to sell your house, and you've got everything figured out, and you're on the verge of getting a contract, and the buyer says, how old is your roof? You say 12 years. And they say, oh, I'm going to need you to replace that. Do you? They ask you, how old is your water heater? And you say, it's 7 years. And they say, I need you to replace that. Should you? The air conditioner is 10 years old. Do you need to replace that? Because of insurance. The way insurance is working in Florida, these are real things. People can't get insurance, or the insurance rate is dramatically affected by the fact that, for example, the age of these parts of your home. So it used to be you didn't have to think about this stuff. Nowadays, you do. The question is, what's normal? Well, that's why you have a good real estate agent, because your realtor should be able to help you walk through that and say, yes, you should replace that. It's worth the trade-off, or you shouldn't have to replace that, because they know exactly what the market is doing and what is normal. That's why you need a great real estate agent like Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty, 723-9158.
Locally owned and operated, Pensacola Poolscapes offers a lot more than pool liner replacement and pool supplies. Imagine unwinding after a long day in your own luxurious spa where relaxation meets elegance. At Pensacola Poolscapes, they have a stunning selection of high-quality bullfrog spas and swim spas, perfect for soothing those aches, getting fit, and relaxing. And right now, they're offering end-of-summer rebate, just in time to enjoy the upcoming fall weather. Visit them online at PensacolaPoolscapes.com or on Gulf Breeze Parkway across from Tiger Point.
What you do on the field, every part of it matters.
DJU winds up looking for Ja'Kai down the field. He's got it. Touchdown. FSU.
Mike Norvell and the Florida State Seminoles host the Clemson Tigers this Saturday night for a primetime ACC matchup on the Seminole Sports Network.
Clemson takes on FSU at 4 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Brought to you by Pensacola Hardware, All Season Service Network, A1 Auto Diesel Repair, DeFranco Gas, and Calvert's in the Heights.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked extensively about the vice presidential debate, a very good debate. Honestly, the best debate so far, very civil, lots of very interesting stuff. I gave you my analysis of pretty much the whole thing. We also had a really good conversation with Mayor D.C. Reeves about what it means to have affordable housing, whether that term is even useful anymore, workforce housing, market rate housing, attainable, all of these things. Interesting conversation. You can catch all of those podcasts at newsradio923.com.
No matter how you listen, you can rely on News Radio Pensacola to keep you informed and safe when storms strike. You can listen on our mobile app.
Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620 if you want to be on the show today. I'm your host, PJ. In studio with me is Chad Nolan and Kelly Hobbs from the Santa Rosa County Environmental Department. And we do actually have a question on the text line for you. So are glass containers recyclable?
Yes. You know, we don't, if you come to the landfill with a truckload of glass, we're going to tell you no. But if it's everyday recycling, you know, and you've got glass that you're using, you know, rinse it out, put it in your recycle bin, yes, we will recycle it. The market is just down for glass right now. You know, the prices, you know, with anything, you know, they want things that are going to make the most money and bring the most, you know, back to them. But as far as a glass, yes, put it in your recycle bin. But like I said, if you know, if you're in doubt, throw it out and try to stick to the basics.
Mm-hmm. Should people remove labels, lids, staples, and tape?
No, they can leave those on there, but what we would like to see removed would be styrofoam packing, the peanut packing, plastic bags and like the airbags that you see inflated in a lot of the boxes. We'd definitely like to see those removed.
Okay. How about pressurized tanks?
Okay. Yeah, we accept pressurized tanks there at our HHW facility. That's they can be dropped off for free Monday through Saturday from 7 to 5 throughout the year. But we will also accept those items at our Amnesty Day event at the South Santa Rosa Service Center Saturday, October the 19th as well. So we can accept those at both locations.
And
I wanted to clarify this. We have an HHW facility there at the Central Landfill that you can bring the items we mentioned earlier, like aerosol cans, flat screen TVs, old paint, used oil, fluorescent light bulbs, fire extinguishers, DVD players. All those items are free to drop off year-round. What makes this event unique is we're going to be setting up at the South Santa Rosa Service Center to help out. But, again, you can drop those items off at the landfill throughout the year for free.
We had talked a little bit about items people shouldn't put in their recycling bin. How about items that are common and people really should put in the recycling bin?
So cardboard boxes, like your Amazon boxes, cereal boxes, delivery boxes, plastic jugs, milk jugs, laundry detergent jugs, water and soda bottles, aluminum and steel cans. I think Kelly touched on earlier, like your soup and vegetable cans, the tin cans, your Coke cans. Those are the common items that we'd like to see put in the recycling bin. And she mentioned earlier, stick to the basics. That's what we try to focus on, not as much as what not to put in there. Let's focus on what we should put in there.
Yeah. So you talked a little bit about what not to put in there, greasy pizza boxes, for example. What other items do you see sometimes coming through that people really should not put in there?
Clothes, waxy paper milk cartons, tinfoil, foil pans, pie tins, Christmas lights, window blinds, carpets and rugs, styrofoam, the plastic bags like we talked about earlier, pet food bags, and aerosol cans. So those are some of the things that you do not want to put in your recycle.
That's interesting. Pet food bags especially, because we have a pet, and you don't really think about that because of the way the bag is made. You might think it's recyclable.
And some of them have that, if you think about it, that waxy. You know, it's like a waxiness on the inside of the bag, and we don't want those.
We get a lot of rain in Florida, and sometimes the cardboard gets wet in the bin or maybe even outside the bin before they throw it in the bin. Is that something people should really be recycling at that point?
No, we don't want any wet cardboard. So, you know, make sure you break it down, tear it apart, put it in your recycle container, and make sure your recycle container is shut to make sure any rain stays out.
Okay. How can people recycle in Santa Rosa County if they don't have the curbside service?
We have two recycling containers there located at the Central Landfill. And as we mentioned earlier, the address there is 6337 DeLisa Road there in Milton. Typically, if someone wants to bring in a load of recycling, it's more than likely going to be less than 500 pounds. And there'll be a minimum fee of $10 to do that, especially if you cross the scales.
We have another question for you on the text line. Do we have to rinse out the milk and laundry jugs?
For best practice, I would say yes, but we're not going to, you don't have to. But anything, I mean, if you've got some in there, you want to rinse it out. You want to make sure there's not any, as much poured out as possible. I know on your soup cans and stuff, because, you want to rinse those things out. I would say yes for best practice, but, it's not a necessity. Just make sure there's nothing in them when you throw them in there.
And I just wanted to say the idea there is, like with laundry detergent, it's probably not going to be attracting flies and insects. Whereas, like if you had a milk jug that had some sour milk in there, or a soup can that's got some leftover food, we like the recycling floor and the facility to stay clean. And if you adhere to those practices as far as like rinsing the jugs and the food cans out, that'll help keep the recycling stream, much cleaner, and it makes it easier down the recycling road.
Awesome. We'll be back with Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3.
Trek Bicycle Store of Pensacola is the area's premier bicycle store and full-service repair shop for all makes and models. They specialize in top-notch customer service with the largest selection of e-bikes around. Trek Store has a full line of bike accessories and racks and can fit all riders from a child's first to seniors. Locally owned and operated by Robbie Mott, serving cyclists for over 20 years, you'll experience the best at Trek Bicycle Store of Pensacola, 701 East Cervantes Street, and online at TrekStoreGulfCoast.com.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues? Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Hurricane season is here, and now is the time to make a plan and know your zone. In the case of an evacuation, have a plan to go to a hurricane shelter, hotel, or stay with a family or friends. If you're ordered to evacuate, you need to leave. You can rebuild your home, but you cannot rebuild your life. This hurricane season, know your zone. Know your home. Learn more at floridadisaster.org. This message is sponsored by the Florida Division of Emergency Management, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Down on Main Street.
Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. 850-437-1620 if you have any questions for our guests. Chad Nolan and Kelly Hobbs from the Santa Rosa County Environmental Department are guests today. And we were talking earlier in the show about Amnesty Day. For those just tuning in, let's recap that for them.
Yeah, so our Amnesty Day event's going to be held at our South Santa Rosa Service Center, which is located at 5841 Gulf Breeze Parkway there in Gulf Breeze. And we're going to be set up there on location to be able to accept the HHW items, the tires. And we're going to be set up from 8 to 12 on October the 19th. And on that same day, we're going to be having a waste tire Amnesty Day event there at the landfill, which is at 6337 DeLisa Road in Milton, our central landfill. And we'll be accepting tires from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. that day as well. And again, we always accept HHW items there throughout the year. So you can bring them that Saturday, or if you need to, you know, come at a later date, it's not a problem. And I'd also like to say that if anyone has any questions, you know, if there's something you wanted to call in about, you can contact our environmental office at 850-981-7135, and we'll be glad to answer any questions you may have.
All right, we have about 20 seconds, but what's the best way for people bringing items to the event to transport to the event?
Yeah, if you're transporting any kind of HHW items, please put them in a cardboard box upright, preferably in the back of a truck or back of a car, and try to keep them away from passing.